Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Deaths are continuing to grow after terrorist organization Hamas and their unprovoked coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American victims. Israel, which has responded with airstrikes in Gaza, formally declared war on the militant group yesterday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would take mighty vengeance as his country embarks on what will likely be a long and difficult war. The Israeli government says Hamas has taken at least 100 civilians hostage. Explosive reports this morning indicate Iran, fresh from a $6 billion injection into their economy by the Biden administration, is helping coordinate the attacks by Hamas. The Pentagon is moving U.S. Navy ships and military warcraft closer to the conflicted region. United Auto Workers union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks are set to go on strike today after turning down a tentative contract agreement. In a letter yesterday, UAW President Sean Fain said a majority of workers voted against the deal, which included a 19% pay raise. The union represents roughly 4,000 workers in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Maryland. Thousands of UAW workers across at least 20 states remain on strike against the big three U.S. automakers. A man is dead and several others are injured after a shooting at a party in Pennsylvania. Police say it happened early Sunday morning at the Chevy Chase Community Center in White Township. That's about 50 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. The victim who was killed was pronounced dead at the scene. At least eight others were wounded and hospitalized. No suspects were in custody as of early this morning. It is Columbus Day today. It's also Indigenous Peoples Day. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but jolted after being in Israel when Hamas attacked the country on Saturday. The New Jersey Democrat noted in a social media video Sunday that he and his staff were forced to shelter in place in Jerusalem. Booker said he was jogging in the old city when he was told by an official to return to his hotel quickly because Israel was under attack. Booker, describing seeing frightened faces of children, family, and many Americans, Booker, who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has since left the country. The Taliban is reporting two earthquakes that struck Afghanistan Saturday has taken the lives of over 2,000 people.
The first quake to hit western Afghanistan late Saturday morning was a powerful 6.3 on the Richter scale, followed by a 6.1 quake. Spokesperson for the Taliban Ministry of Disasters said over 1,300 houses were damaged or destroyed, killing about 2,000 people and injuring over 9,000.
That's Dave Collins reporting. President Biden is catching heat for hosting a barbecue picnic with a live band at the White House as Israel was under attack by the terrorist organization Hamas. It's reported an American hostage has been taken as a human shield. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley on X, quote, While Hamas holds Americans hostage, Joe Biden is enjoying a picnic with a live band. End quote. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, Israel is at war with Hamas. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, reporting from Israel is the former commander of forces in Gaza and the founder and chairman of the IDSF, a movement of 16,000-plus retired officers and soldiers dedicated to bolstering Israel's national security as the most important priority facing Israel. And of course, that was punctuated over the weekend. General Amir Avivi joins us now. General, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
Tell us what is going on there. Give us the latest that you can tell us, General.
So the overall picture is it started Saturday, 6:30 in the morning. Hamas launched a huge attack on Israel with thousands of rockets being shot, but also with more than 1,000 of terrorists that stormed the fence and entered into Israeli towns. They went into 22 Israeli towns, mm-hmm. butchering children and women and elderly people, storming a big party of young kids and basically massacring hundreds and also kidnapping more than 100 people from there, 5 years old children and elderly people. And at the moment, we have more than 700 Israelis killed, many, many, many of them citizens. More than 2,000 injured. At this stage, the army managed to really eliminate all the threats on the Israeli side, to liberate all the town, to free hostages that were inside houses inside Israel.
Yes.
And now we are going on offensive. We have mobilized 300,000 reservists. This is the biggest number ever in Israeli wars. We have declared a state of war from the very beginning. We haven't done that since the Yom Kippur War.
Exactly.
6 years ago.
Right.
And we are mobilizing our forces and getting ready.
General, the timing of all this, I mean, this was the close of a holiday period, a celebration of the Torah. And as you mentioned, 50 years to the day, pretty much, as the Yom Kippur War. You know, I know in the Jewish culture, dates are important. And it's interesting how this date, you know, 50 years later would cycle back. And that Hamas would take advantage of this, you know, this holiday. I mean, the kids are out celebrating because this is a time of joy, right? This is a punctuation of joy for the culture of and the people of Israel, right?
Yes, definitely. It's the day we celebrated receiving the Bible, the Torah, And it's a day of holiday, and once again, the Jewish people are attacked in a holiday. And the results really are terrible. But I must say, it's amazing to see how resilient the Israeli society is. It
no
united
question.
All of our right. country, and everybody is assisting. And now in the unit, we have more than 150% draft. We don't know what to do with so many soldiers that are arriving, more than we need.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to help. Everybody is
right.
volunteering.
Yeah, you got people around. You got people around
the people of
yeah.
Israel.
Yeah, you're right, because you've got people around the world that are trying to get to Israel right now to support the cause. So you're exactly right. But what lies ahead, General, as you know, is this, you know, hand to hand urban warfare as you go into Gaza, right?
Yeah. Now it's the stage where we need to go in, and Hamas is no different from the Amalek in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These are people devoted to the complete destruction of Israel and the Jewish people. And we need to go in full force and destroy Hamas and its capabilities forever.
Mm-hmm.
We need to gain back control in the Gaza Strip and create complete freedom of operation for the Israeli forces from now onwards in this area.
You know, General, when I was in Israel, I was privileged to, and this was up in the north, I was able to go into one of the areas where, you know, the surveillance takes place. It's quite sophisticated and disciplined. And this has caught people by surprise because Israel has known, you know, for its circle of security and how they monitor this. Obviously, there was some sort of breakdown or failure, and I don't know if it was because of the holiday. You know, it's probably too early to tell, and I'm sure there's going to be, you know, a deep dive investigation into how Israel was so surprised by this attack.
So, you know, I've been talking about it quite a lot in the last few months in the context of terror attacks in Judea and Samaria. And one of the things I noticed is that at the end of the day, you know, you develop very sophisticated technologies.
Mm-hmm.
And they work well. But at a certain point, the other side adapts. They find ways to overcome these capabilities. Many times going to the Stone Age, not using technology, not using mm-hmm. phone, not using computers.
Right.
And sending messages, you know, the old-fashioned way. And if you don't have also very strong human intelligence, meaning
exactly.
spies, mm-hmm. you don't have people inside that can give you the picture, technology is not enough. And I think that we are in a situation where we are not balanced between the need of human intelligence
mm-hmm.
and all the other technological capabilities.
Yeah, you bring up a great point here because I think America is in a similar situation and other people should learn, you know, from this, you know, this point that you make is that the importance of human intelligence that is still there, that you can be so reliant on, you know, because there's such a move for artificial intelligence and all this other technology. But you need to have people who are embedded with the perpetrators who can, you know, give you this inside information that's going on. The other thing that you point out is the, you know, sophistication in a sense of people, like you say, going back to the Stone Ages, you know, forget the phones, you know, so they can't be tracked. You know, things that you may not even think about, but now you see it in real time happening, and this opens up a, you know, an avenue of vulnerability. And here we are, you know, in such a short period of time, with what kind of damage they were able to do. It's just, It's just amazing, and especially to, you know, knowing what I know about Israel, having been there and been able to see a little bit of the inside. You know, I was shocked. I know you are too, General. Even though there are some warnings, but there's going to be a concerted effort, I'm sure, to button things down. General, can you stay with us for just a little bit, because I'd like to, you know, get into more detail, especially you know, considering that you were the commander of forces in Gaza at one point. Okay, stay with us, sir, if you would. Thank you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, live from Israel. General Amir Avivi continues with us. The general is the founder and chairman of IDSF, a movement of 16,000 plus retired officers and soldiers dedicated to bolstering Israel's national security as the most important priority facing Israel. At one time, the general was the commander of forces in Gaza. General, a little bit of history for our audience, if you would, because this has been one of those things for me that I was confused about why Israel gave up Gaza. And so maybe you can help us understand how we got where we are right now.
So, you know, we regained control of Gaza in the Six-Day War.
Mm-hmm.
And then we built a town in this area, a Jewish town. And from 67 all the way to 87, Gaza was a non-issue, pretty peaceful area, no border at all, Gazans working in Israel, Israelis going into Gaza and buying things. It was a quite good situation for both sides.
Was there a border wall or any kind of security that they had
nothing,
to go through?
Not even a fence.
Nothing.
Not
okay,
even a fence.
All right. Not, okay, all right. Okay.
And in 87, we saw the beginning of the first Intifada and massive rallies both in Judea and Samaria and in Gaza. But, you know, it was stones being thrown, maybe Molotov bottles, but not anything that is dramatic or affects Israel's overall security.
Right.
Then came Oslo. And in Oslo, Israel decided to give the cities inside Gaza to the Palestinian Authority, which is basically giving them to a vicious terror organization devoted to the destruction of Israel. And Israel retreated from these cities, and it took them, the moment we retreated, it took them like 6-7 years to go from the Stone Age, literally, two rockets being shot at Israel.
Yeah.
And this is all us. We brought them. We gave them the area. We saw from the very beginning that they are starting to build a terror infrastructure. And I'm talking not about Hamas. I'm talking still about the Palestinian Authority.
Yes.
And the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, in 2001 already started shooting rockets at Israel. Gives us maybe an insight of how fast you can build capabilities, even if Israel is around this city, but not operating inside there.
And go ahead.
And then came the second stage. A terrible, terrible decision of Prime Minister Sharon to take out all the Israeli towns inside the Gaza Strip. 8,000 Jews were kicked out of their houses for no reason, and to unilaterally retreat completely from the Gaza Strip without any peace agreement, nothing, just retreat. And this is while there was still fighting inside Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon was told that the moment we'll do that in 1 year, Hamas will take control of the Gaza Strip. And indeed, exactly 1 year later, Hamas gained control of the Gaza Strip. And since then, the life of Israelis is hell.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of rockets being shot all the time. A huge army that they have built and now mobilized. What we experienced in the last 2 days, it's more than what we experienced in the Yom Kippur War.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Mm, yeah, I bet.
We let them build a whole terror army, which they mobilized against us.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened in the last 20 years of Hamas is that each time they shoot us with thousands of rockets, we attack with the Air Force, we diminish their capabilities, and then we stop. We don't do anything, and we let them build up again their forces, and each time, a year or two later, they are stronger, they are bigger, and this is ongoing again and again and again. We had an operation 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
The army said we hit them really, really hard. We destroyed, I don't know, 70%, 80% of the capability. Okay, now, 2.5 years later, here we are.
Wow. It doesn't take long.
And this is the most important thing I'm trying to say to the government, to the army, again and again and again. If this war ends with Hamas on its feet and they are capable of building their forces again, this will be devastating. This means that all the people we lost was for nothing.
Exactly.
And it will happen again.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot let them rebuild their capabilities. We need to destroy this organization. We need to regain control of the Gaza Strip and never again have Hamas there.
Right. Well, Hamas is, what people don't understand, Hamas is basically, they formed a government there in the Gaza, right? I mean,
yes,
this is a government operation
that is also ruling the society in a very vicious way. The society of Gaza are in a terrible situation, not because of Israel, because of Hamas.
Exactly.
In the last decade, 300,000 Palestinians left Gaza through Egypt because of the reality Hamas has created there.
This is part of the reality that's not being reported, General, and this is why I appreciate you coming on to help us understand what's happening on the ground, because what I've heard from reports is since Hamas took over, it was as if the land turned dark. It lost a sense of life and vibrancy, right?
Of course. I think that any decent human being must hope for Hamas to go and liberate even the Palestinians from this burden. It's bad for them and it's terrible for us.
Do you see Israel under the current, it just seems that even the political forces are coming together here, General, and hopefully this is the case, because there's power in unity, and it's critical right now that Israel have unity within its governmental body. Do you see Israel knocking down the fence altogether and just taking over the Gaza once again, 100%?
I don't know. I think this is what they should be done. I don't see any other scenario. Any way I look at it, I think it's the only solution that will actually bring security back for generations to this area. And I think it's a unique opportunity because it seems that with the American involvement, we are able to keep Hezbollah and Iran out of this war.
Mm-hmm.
So we can really concentrate and destroy Hamas. So it's a huge opportunity, and we need to seize it. And we need to do it for all the people who were killed, all the children,
exactly.
The women.
Mm-hmm.
We owe them that. We owe them at least to make sure it will never happen again.
Exactly. General, what does this say about, and I've never been a two-state solution guy. I resist that 100%. But this is something that they need to take a look at, because every once in a while, America will talk about a two-state solution, and I don't even go there. You know, we're learning, because Israel doesn't have a problem with any Arab, you know, coming into Israel, as long as you know, conduct yourself with decency. You're not leading some intifada, or, you know, you want to be nice and respect the land. Israel has it seems to me historically has been open to that, but you have whether it's the Palestinians or, you know, Hamas or Hezbollah that come in, and they come in with evil intent, and there cannot be any room for that. And a two-state solution, I believe, ends up doing what you did with the Gaza, in my humble opinion. Am I incorrect?
Well, I think that really,
we only got about 15 seconds left, General. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But, General, look, be safe. Thank you so much. We continue to pray for Jerusalem, for Israel, and for all those that are suffering right now because of what Hamas has done.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Deaths are continuing to grow after terrorist organization Hamas and their unprovoked coordinated attack on Israel over the weekend. More than 1,000 Israelis and Palestinians have been killed, while officials have confirmed some American victims. Israel, which has responded with airstrikes in Gaza, formally declared war on the militant group yesterday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would take mighty vengeance as his country embarks on what will likely be a long and difficult war. The Israeli government says Hamas has taken at least 100 civilians hostage. Explosive reports this morning indicate Iran, fresh from a $6 billion injection into their economy by the Biden administration, is helping coordinate the attacks by Hamas. The Pentagon is moving U.S. Navy ships and military warcraft closer to the conflicted region. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Poof. I'll tell you, what a discussion with General Amir Avivi, huh? This is what's going on. And we can't even imagine this. And yet, you know, you think, okay, here we are, a country with an open southern border and so many illegal migrants coming in. We don't know if they're friend or foe. We do know that there have been terrorists on the list who have entered into our country, and we have no idea where they're at. You know, it's a dangerous world in which we live in, and we're reminded when we see, you know, some of the horrific things that have taken place there in Israel. This is, you know, the evil of man left to their own devices, sadly. So we continue to pray, you know, for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for Israel, and, you know, what else can you say? You know, our hearts are broken, and understand that it could easily happen here in America. And if ever we were so vulnerable, it is now. And I think as citizens, we need to be, you know, open, our eyes wide open to all these possibilities and the dangers that abound. Adam Andrzejewski joins us now. We're going to change topics here. And maybe you heard a little bit about this story last week, because it broke last week, that the feds spent something like $3.3 billion, of all things, furniture, during the pandemic. Adam is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp, and he's back with an updated report. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, always good to have you here to hold them accountable and to keep us well aware of what's going on with our money. I mean, this is absolutely absurd, especially when you consider during the pandemic, a lot of office workers, you know, people that were, they stayed at home. So why do they need furniture when they're not even coming to the office?
Well, that's the whole thing. So we took a look at furniture purchases between 2018 and 2022 in the federal agencies, and every single year they spent $1 billion. There was no dip during the pandemic. So the largest agencies continue to spend down their furniture budget every single year so they can continue to get the same amount from Congress in the next year. It is a classic case of use it or lose it spending.
Exactly. This is so ridiculous. And you and I keep talking about this, and I just, you know, I'm hoping that at some point we might get some leadership. And you and I talked about this, that maybe by the end of August or something, they just freeze, you know, just surprise, the surprise freeze. If you haven't spent it, it stops. You cannot spend it. We're going to hold that money in the name of we the people, and, you know, we're going to break up this, you know, spend it or lose it, you know, kind of mentality that, you know, that vacates our money like this. Because explain to our audience, you know, $1 billion a year in furniture. I mean, what kind of furniture are they buying?
Well, here's some great examples. So the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, spent $250,000 on solar-powered picnic tables.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't everybody in America have one of those? I mean, everybody's got to have one, right?
Well, I tell you, you don't, I don't, because each one of them costs about $10,000 a piece. So they have the beautiful CDC logo on the bunting at the top. They've got solar panels off the top. So I guess if you, you know, are at lunch at the CDC, when most people are paid to work from home, by the way,
right.
But, you know, for the few people left at the office, they can go outside, have their lunch, and plug in their laptop or plug in their cell phone. And each one of the solar-powered picnic tables is $10,000.
$10,000. Wow. And so what happens on those days when the cloud is gray and the solar panels aren't, aren't powering anything? I guess that's unnecessary because you don't need to go outside anyway then, right? Absurd.
My favorite, though, Bill, is the State Department. And I say favorite in quotes because, you know, look, it's $120,000 in brand-new Ethan Allen leather recliners for our embassy in Islamabad, Pakistan. Now, look, in, you know, 2007, I had an exit from business. It was a decade. It was a knockdown, drag-out dogfight from scratch to build a business with $20 million in annual revenues.
Right.
You know, sellers came in. I was cashed out. I did better than I thought I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't shop at Ethan Allen. It's too expensive.
Exactly.
And they bought $120,000 in Ethan Allen leather recliners.
You know, and it's got to be amazing because when a company like Ethan Allen sees, you know, stupid government people coming, they just must think, okay, all right, let's just... you know, there's no discounts. There's no haggling, right? I don't care, you know, what kind of volume you do. This is the price, and it's probably, and in some cases, this is what I've heard as well, Adam, is that, you know, these government officials will tell, a business that, oh, well, you know, that invoice is a little too low. You need to mark it up.
To spend the budget. Look,
yes.
It's like 30 of these leather recliners for the Islamabad embassy. And look, you know, if you're a diplomat and if you get the assignment in Islamabad, it doesn't look any better if you get to sit in a leather recliner from Ethan Allen.
And how often are you going to be in that embassy?
Now, you know, all the executives everywhere, everyone was working from home during the pandemic. And look, we're almost 4 years, you know, past March of 2020, right?
Right.
And the federal agencies in the headquarters, they're still not back to work. So you've got, for instance, like the Department of Agriculture, 9% occupancy at headquarters. They spent almost $60 million on furniture, during 2020, 2021, and 2022. You've got the Department of Transportation with Secretary Pete Buttigieg, you know, they're 9% back in the office. 91% they're still working from home. They spent $55 million on furniture over at Buttigieg's Department of Transportation.
$55 million?
I don't even know how you spend this. How do you spend $1 billion a year on furniture?
How big are their offices? How big are their offices that you would spend that kind of money?
Well, you know, let's talk about the conference room. So they're holding all their meetings on Zoom. In the pandemic years, they spent $26 million on furniture for their conference rooms. This includes, you know, $750,000 by the Securities and Exchange Commission for their New York Regional Conference Room. DARPA, they're a really advanced research group underneath the Department of Transportation. They spent $250,000 on a conference room refresh with expensive high-end Herman Miller furniture. FEMA, they purchased, you know, nearly $300,000 in Herman Miller furniture for their headquarters conference center. They're on Zoom. They're not even there.
How do they do this? I guess evidently they vacated any kind of conscience, any kind of fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayer because they're just so budget-driven just to spend all this money and not even think that anybody would do a follow-up question.
You ask, how do they do it? Here's a prime example. You've got the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Probably no one's even heard of them. But you know what they do? They back pension plans, specifically union pension plans in the private sector that are underfunded. Mm-hmm. Taxpayers fund this Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. They're a federal agency. Now, they were going to run out of money by 2028 because the union pensions are in such bad shape, they continue to bail them out. But guess what? They got about $80 billion out of the American Rescue Act. Now they're solvent till 2065. What do they turn around and do? They spent $15 million on new furniture for its 1,000 employees, about $15,000 per employee.
That's how disgusting is this? I mean, and here we are, $33 trillion in debt. The interest payment alone is beginning to rival our military budget. This is total irresponsibility. There's no question. I mean, I know there's a lot of yelling and screaming going on in the House right now because, you know, we've got a change in speaker. But, you know, it's not that Matt Gaetz is all wrong either. You know that? Just saying. I mean, there's something to be yelling and screaming about here, especially when you see and understand the kind of money, our money, that the government is spending. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski after this. Stay with us.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour from Open the Books and Drain the Swamp author. We've got Adam Andrzejewski. We were just talking, you know, off air about, you know, of course, like everybody's talking about Israel and all that's happening and the money that's, you know, funding this. There's no way that Hamas could afford to do this. I mean, clearly, all that they're doing is being underwritten by Iran. Yes, the same country that Joe Biden agreed to release $6 billion, take off sanctions. I don't know, Adam, you know, over the weekend I was hearing, I think it was John Radcliffe who did the numbers on it and ran it up. He said, yeah, that $6 billion along with all the other things that the Biden administration had given to Iran equates to like $60 billion. And, you know, and we know that the cash is fungible, which means that it even though America says, you know, Blinken, oh, it's only for, you know, humanitarian reasons that money's supposed to be used. Yeah, right. Like the Ayatollah. And they already said, no, it's our money. We can use it as we darn well please. And so it's interesting that no sooner do they get this money, you know, how many weeks, you know, since they got the money, or it still is not released. I mean, it's been released from the United States. It's somewhere in between, and I don't even know if the United States can pull it back. It would be good if they could, but we're not hearing any conversation like that. But no sooner does that happen that they we got rockets red glare going on, right?
Yeah, and look, Trump caught a lot of heat in August of 2018 for stopping Palestinian aid. He just froze it.
Yes.
You know, we did a report. I in my then column at Forbes in May of 2021, I wrote a piece as soon as Biden reversed Trump. So that was around May of 2021. He restarted the spigot of U.S. taxpayer dollars into Palestinian aid. I wrote a piece quantifying since 1953, U.S. taxpayers through the United Nations had put nearly $7 billion into Palestinian aid. And when Trump froze it, everyone went crazy in the mainstream media saying that that this will not work. It's, you know, they were saying that it's a violation of international law. We have an obligation to provide Palestinian aid. It's going to lead to real problems and warfare. And guess what? Nothing. It's a strong statement to say there was peace in the Middle East because there kind of never is. But the rockets weren't flying. As soon as Biden reversed the aid in May of 2021, the rockets started flying back into Israel. And now, you know, 2 years later...
Is there any correlation? Can anybody consider correlation here? Right?
Well, way, even, you know, mainstream press seemed to conflate the two. So in a May 2021 headline, the Associated Press conflated the events. U.S. sending new aid to Palestinians as conflict intensifies. Yeah, the rockets started to fly.
Yeah, exactly, like as if it was always going on. You know, so now all of a sudden the U.S. is saving Palestine. And the Palestinians, of course, you know, a big part of that money. I remember when the discussion came up and Trump did this, and we just couldn't believe anyway that America, but under Obama and Biden, they were sending money to Palestinians. And meanwhile, the Palestinians were using that money to pay off families who had killed Israelis, right?
Yeah, so, you know, Trump, as a catalyst to cut the funding, it was the PLO policy of paying pensions to the families of dead terrorists that they call martyrs. The Wall Street Journal, no less, called this practice pay for slay.
Yes, exactly.
It's gruesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So here it is.
You know, through the UN fund, we were the largest fund provider, providing almost a third of the budget. You know, it was initially created to help hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced from the 1948 Arab-Israeli war. And, you know, there's 5 million Palestinians living in Gaza, the West Bank, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. You know, and all these years later, 71-year existence of this fund, you know, and it was never going away. It was a never-ending spigot of U.S. taxpayer money. Underneath Obama, we were putting about $500 million a year into it, year over year after year, and Trump cut it. Again, everyone went crazy. They felt entitled to our tax dollars.
I know, go figure, right? Well, you know, we were just talking with General Avivi, and I'd mentioned to you from Israel this morning, right before you came on, and he said that, you know, a lot of the Palestinians, the governance of Hamas, you know, this is run, you know, Gaza is run by Hamas, by the government of Hamas, this terrorist government operation, that even the Palestinians, it's so horrific that they've left. They've snuck out through their southern border there to go to Egypt. So they have moved out, and, you know, so it's not like Hamas is, you know, warm and fuzzy, but like any other dictatorship, it's soon becomes dark, it becomes untenable, and here it is. I mean, you've got people who are being sold a narrative, but it is of the creation of the Hamas government. And, you know, this is a thing, like you said, it's not like you can ever talk about, you know, peace in the Middle East. You know, we thought, wow, you know, here's Trump guy. He has four Sunni Arab nations coming together to talk with Israel with the Abraham Accords. And, of course, Iran was going nuts over that. They didn't want that to happen. And like the general says, that he firmly believes that, you know, the conversations and what was coming to light between Benjamin Netanyahu and the crown prince was agitating Iran, and they had no choice, but they had to, you know, light up everything with Hamas and Hezbollah, you know, in the north, fired a couple of rockets. But I think Hezbollah realizes that, you know, they really don't want to tick Israel off, because, and especially right now, I think Israel is of the mindset that they're going, it's going to be scorched earth in the Gaza, and they're going to take back that land which they had control of, and they should have never given that land up, but they did, and it's been a nightmare for them. You know, for the same reason that you're talking about, is that you're nice to these, you know, nice to the Arabs. You want to, you know, because even in Israel right now, the last time I was there, Adam, Arabs were welcome to come into Israel. They didn't have any problem. They come into Tel Aviv and, you know, they do business and, you know, play nice. Everything's fine. You don't want to be an idiot. You want to do an intifada and go around, you know, knifing people. Well, then, you know, that's going to be a problem. And Israel has a way of taking care of that pretty quickly. But, you know, it's clear. But the international community has this goofy theory that there can be a two-state nation. It can't be. Because when you go back and you consider the history, you know, to your point, what you were saying earlier, this delusion of peace in the Middle East, the ancient hatred has gone on for thousands of years. Young kids have been indoctrinated, kind of like our kids are being indoctrinated right now in academia about how much, you know, how awful America is and why they should hate America. And it's amazing that we're seeing what's happening in our own country. And, you know, this has been going on for thousands of years in the Middle East.
Well, you know, and to his credit, when Donald Trump made a lot of promises, and when he didn't perform in those promises at OpenTheBooks.com, we held him accountable for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is one area where Trump just had it nailed. So in August of 2018, he froze all other further funding
exactly.
to that UN fund that funded Palestinian aid. And you know, the Secretary General of the Palestinian Liberation Organization said, by cutting the aid, the U.S. is violating international law, and there is an international obligation to assist and support it until all the problems of the Palestinian refugees are solved. You know, he added that some may argue that it is U.S. taxpayer money and it is up to them how it is spent. But by the same token, who gave Trump the damn right to steal my land and my capital and my future and my aspirations and my freedom by deciding to blindly support the occupying power called Israel? Okay, that's what you're up against. They felt entitled to our tax dollar. And what happened under Biden? We started subsidizing them again.
Right. And with that comes rockets, red glare.
Yeah, Trump, a month after he cut the funding on Rosh Hashanah, on a teleconference with Jewish faith leaders, he was describing how he went through this process, you know, internally and how he came to this decision. He said, he asked his team, by the way, did you ever think about the money angle? If we're not paying until we make a deal for peace. And if we don't make a deal, we're not paying. And that's
right.
And that's going to have impact. Did you ever think to do that before? And they said, no, sir, we thought it would be disrespectful. And Trump said, I don't think it's disrespectful at all. I think it's disrespectful when people don't come to the table.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, common sense kind of things. You know, and the thing is about Donald Trump, I mean, like any president that comes in, they can make lots of promises. But, you know, some of that you can do unilaterally. Most of it, though, you've got to get agreement. And as we know, the Republican Party was so fractured. I'll never forget John McCain with his thumb down on Obamacare. Here we had a chance to get rid of it, and all but for John McCain.
So it's a complicated situation over there. But, you know, our hearts go out to the people in Israel. I mean, can you imagine? It's, you know... It's just, it's so sad. They need our prayers.
Right. Could you imagine, you know,
prayers of me and my family.
Your grandparents being there at home, this was a holiday period, you know, the joy of the Torah, you know, they're celebrating. And they're home early in the morning, and next thing you know, you got people busting in and killing your grandparents. Going out into a festival. There was a music festival where there were, thousands of kids out there. And I think they killed 250 plus kids out there at this music festival. You're hearing stories that are just, again, the evil of man left up to his own devices. You know, Adam, it's scary to me to realize that, you know, we're all capable of such evil. It's sad.
Well, we're in a very dangerous 3-year period right here in America. We need to be vigilant and we need to be engaged.
Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. Thank you, Adam. Take care.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals.
to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go?